Te voy a hacer una casa en el aire, solamente pa' que vivas tú. Después le pongo un letrero bien grande, con nubes blancas que diga Dalu. Porque el que no vuela no sube, a ver a Dalu en las nubes. Porque el que no llega, no llega ya, a ver a Dalu en la mensidad.
Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and the producer was Juan Carlos Jaramillo. And if you want to listen to the programme again, you can do so via the Radio 3 website. Now, Joan Bakewell tells us about her guest in the next edition of Belief.
Ben Kingsley recalls a bitterly unhappy childhood and one that left him with a sense of isolation and a need to reach out to others.
There is a hymn, Joan, which has the refrain running through it, "You in your small corner and I in mine." And I remember as a seven-year-old at the back of assembly at school singing this hymn and being unable to get through the refrain because my throat closed and I was crying. I was in a very small corner and someone somewhere else was in theirs. And I used to fall asleep wondering if there was anybody there.
Join me, Joan Bakewell, in conversation with Ben Kingsley this New Year's Day at 10:05 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, next this Sunday evening, it's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin. That's in a couple of minutes after this seasonal offering from the harpist Andrew Lawrence King. Andrew Lawrence King was playing Sweet Was the Song, an anonymous piece from the 16th century. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 4 minutes past 11 and time for this week's Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, this is no ordinary jazz trio. Tracks from Louder, Louder, Stop, Displaced and The Revolution tell you that the Neil Cowley Trio have arrived. Neil Cowley has been around musically from early 2000 and in various guises has brought a fresh and dynamic approach to the trio format. And on this week's Jazz Lineup, we bring you a concert edition of his trio gig with the Goldsmith Strings given at the Barbican as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. Today's performance is the culmination of a never-been-done-before project created in collaboration with Goldsmiths College. Together with violinist-arranger Julian Ferraretto, Neil Cowley aims to turn the way classical music is learned and played on its head, he said. And some news just in, the Performing Rights Society, PRS for Music Foundation, is excited to announce that Neil Cowley will be the musician-in-residence throughout Derry Londonderry's celebration as City of Culture in 2013. This unique residency is a partnership between PRS for Music Foundation, UK City of Culture 2013, and the Nerve Centre, Derry Londonderry's music hub, which is where the residency will be based. And I can tell you that Jazz Lineup will be attending that festival. Well, back to today, Neil Cowley and Julian Ferraretto will challenge a specially assembled 30-piece big strings orchestra to cast aside the principles of their classical music training and replace with the theory of jazz improvisation and playing by ear, bringing new life to music from the trio's highly acclaimed 2012 release, The Face of Mount Molehill, as well as material especially composed for the concert. Cowley's band are Rex Horan on the bass and Evan Jenkins on drums, and the strings are led by Julian Ferraretto. The Neil Cowley Trio at the Barbican, and they begin with Cowley's own composition, Clumsy Couple.
The Goldsmith Big Strings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Barbican. I've just recently passed a big milestone birthday. I turned 60. November the 5th. This is why we like to play big stages, because we look good from this distance. This is a track called Distance by Clockwork. Thank you. Julian Ferraretto, ladies and gentlemen, leader of the Goldsmith Big Strings. Trio moments for you. This is a track we always get requested to play, and it features a gentleman who is actually here in the audience this evening. You know who you are. It's a man who lives in Slough, and we think he's absolutely legendary. His name is Gerald. Where are you, Jerry? He's here! Look, here he is! Gerald's here! I didn't know you were so close, Jerry. I feel a bit uneasy now playing this. This is Gerald. Now, I'm very lucky and grateful to have my wife and kids here today. Don't worry, I'm not going to highlight you, Mrs. Cowley. this tune is... I've got to be careful how I say this, actually. Let me think. It's about a little girl who was born in a very small, very early, 3 months early, to be precise. And she spent the first 3 months of her life in a little plastic box. And this is dedicated to her and also to my two children, Reuben and Tilly. This is called Box Lily.
Thank you.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, and you're listening to the Neil Cowley Trio with the Goldsmith Big Strings, recorded at the Barbican as part of this year's London Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
two new tunes now written for this specific occasion. One is called Stop Frame 90s, which is based on the extent of my memories of the 90s, which is just most of my mates in strobe light and going like that. And the other one is Forrest the Officer, who is a planning officer for a council we know, and the guy was rude to my wife. So the moral of the story is... the moral of the story is, if you want us to write a tune about you, be rude to my wife. Once again, Evan Jenkins on drums. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Laporte, one of Huey Morgan's favourites. We've had an eventful last couple of months. We've toured America, which was fantastic. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a rarity. We played in Nashville. It was like jazz meets the Grand Ole Opry. They were sort of doing this and stuff, you know, to all our music. Not quite in time, but, you know. That was great. And then we went to Vienna, which was very sort of sedate and civil. Ah, as a Viennese person. Viennese whirl. And that was very sedate. And then we went to the Czech Republic, which was a complete opposite of that. And they were moshing and stage diving. You've chosen not to do that today at the Barbican. And that is your choice. If you feel like doing that, that's okay with us. By the end of the night, we played our encore. And as we finished the last chord, three women came onto the stage. And the first one kissed me squarely on the lips, which was an amazing thing. I looked around to see if the band were as shocked as I were, and they were in a queue. Like this. Are you done? Where were they when I was 18? Anyway, and then we went to Istanbul, which was crazy. This is an homage to a fantastic Danish television series called Fru Bridelsen. This is Maya. Thank you. Evan Jenkins on drums. The fabulous Mr. Rex Horan on bass. I'll do those guys in a minute when I've got my breath back. I'm going to do Fable, right. We'll be right back. Right, shush, 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 shush. We know you love us. Right, quick. Now, I'd love to name them all by name, but I haven't got time. Blame Chick Corea. Right, all of those guys are unbelievably amazing. They dedicated so much time. They never looked at a note on a piece of manuscript. It was all done by ear, and it was all wonderfully choreographed and mastered by the amazing Julian Ferraretto. So I'd like you to give one big round of applause to Julian Ferraretto and the Goldsmith Big Strings. Right. They know you love them too. You've been amazing. This has been an incredible experience. We're going to play the title track from our latest album, and we're going to bid you good afternoon. This is the Face of Mount Molehill. We are the Neil Kelly Trio, plus the Goldsmith Big Strings. Thank you. Good afternoon. Bye.
Rex Horan on the bass and Evan Jenkins on the drums, and the strings were led by Julian Ferraretto, and Neil Cowley was at the piano. That set was recorded at the Barbican on the 17th of November as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. Before we play out with Neil on disc, let me tell you, jazz is in abundance on the BBC this week with Jamie Cullum on Radio 2 on Tuesday night. And Jamie celebrates the new year with some of his favourite classic jazz tracks, and he looks forward to some of the best releases of the new year. And Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson is not on tomorrow night, but will return on the 7th of January with an unusual new collaboration between chart-topping vocalist Nina Cherry and Scandinavian free jazz trio The Thing in concert. Well, to play us out from Neil Carley's album, The Face of Mount Molehill, this is Rooster Was a Witness. Drums are Evan Jenkins, double bass is played by Rex Horan, Neil Carley is on the piano, and this is the album version. Now, if you're thinking of what you're going to do on the 1st to 2nd of January, nip down to Ronnie Scott's and you can see Nijo in full jazz action. But from all of us here on Jazz Lineup, this is Claire Martin wishing you a very happy Jazz New Year.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Two of music's best-known composer prodigies to set us on our way tonight to the youthful and impossibly talented Mozart and Mendelssohn. It's a concert Concerto Copenhagen and their director Lars Ulrich Mortensen gave at the Garrison Church Copenhagen in March 2012. Mendelssohn's other violin concerto is to come in the concert. First, though, Mozart, as composer to the Archbishop of Salzburg, he wrote several divertimentos as light entertainment for visiting dignitaries. Didn't need to be very good, but it simply wasn't in Mozart's nature to write anything substandard. This is the divertimento in D major, K136.
Thank you.
Mozart's Divertimento K136, Concerto Copenhagen, directed by Lars Ulrik Mortensen. Mozart, 15 when he wrote that. Mendelssohn, 13 when he wrote this D minor violin concerto, the piece then neglected until 1951, when it was shown to the violin virtuoso and former prodigy himself, Yehudi Menuhin, who bought the rights to it, played it and recorded it. The violinist here with Concerto Copenhagen, Frederik Frum.